What is my financial abundance story?
A belief in lack is the reason that more people are not allowing themselves the financial abundance they desire. When you believe that there is a finite pile of abundance and that there's not enough to go around, and so you feel injustice when someone has more than others, believing that because they have it, others are deprived of having it, you're holding yourself apart from abundance. It's not another's achievement of success that's responsible for your lack of achievement, but rather your negative comparison and your attention to the lack of your own desire. When you feel the negative emotion that you feel as you accuse others of injustice or of squandering wealth or hoarding, or when you simply believe that there's not enough to go around, you hold yourself in the position of denying your own improved condition. What anyone else has or does not have has nothing to do with you. The only thing that affects your experience is the way you utilize the non-physical energy with your thought. Your abundance or lack of it in your experience has nothing to do with what anyone else is doing or having. It has only to do with your perspective. It has only to do with your offering of thought. If you want your fortune to shift, you have to begin telling a different story. Many people criticize those who are living well, who accumulate land and money and things, and that criticism is symptomatic of their own lackful habit of thought. They want to feel better and often believe that if they can make that which they are unable to achieve wrong, then they will feel better. But they never do feel better because their attention to lack perpetuates lack everywhere they look. They would not feel uncomfortable in seeing someone else's achievement if that desire for achievement were not present within themselves as well. And that criticism that they often keep alive within themselves only serves to hold them in vibrational discord with what they want. In other words, if someone called you on the telephone and said, "Hello, you don't know me. I'm just calling to tell you that I will never call you again," you would not feel negative emotion about the caller's absence from your life because his presence was not something that you desired to begin with. But if someone you care about were to make that announcement to you, you would feel strong negative emotion because your desire and your belief would then be at odds. When you feel negative emotion about anything, it always means that you have a desire that has been born from your personal life experience that you are right now opposing with other thoughts. Vibrational discord is always the reason for negative emotion, and negative emotion is always guidance to help you redirect your thoughts to find vibrational alignment with who you really are and with your current desires.